So the question here is, when is it mutter for the shomer to use money that was deposited with him for safekeeping? So up to now you've said that the shlichus yad is an issue. You're not allowed to touch a pikadon. If someone deposits an object by you and you're the shomer, you dare not touch it. If you do, you become a goslin and you have all the burden of taking care of things and so on. But it's a little different when it comes to money. When it comes to money, if the person, the mafkid, knows full well that the person, the nifka, the person who is giving it to, used the money all the time and would use the money, and the depositor doesn't indicate that he doesn't want the shomer, the custodian, to not use it, then he may use it. So we're going to discuss here the three different categories of people. The first category will be the shulchani. The shulchani is like the money changer. He's the one who breaks. He uses it like a bank, equivalent to the bank today, or whatever. So he needs money all the time. Of course, that's his business, is the money business, and therefore it says hamafkid maos etzul shulchani. If a person deposits money by the money changer, you know, like the bank. So then, imtsrurin, if the depositor tied it up with a knot that makes it like a sort of idiosyncratic knot, in such a way that it's, or he has a, puts a seal on it, you know, like a signet ring type seal on it, indicating clearly, I expect this to be not tampered with. So then, lo yishtamish behem. Then of course, the custodian has no business, the bank has no business touching the money. It's equivalent of, you know, putting the safety deposit box, you leave it as is. But, lefikach, and therefore, im avdu, enu chayav achriyusan. If the money gets lost, let's say the shomer is just a shomer chinam, right? He's had no benefit from the goods. He's a shomer chinam, and therefore, if it gets lost, meaning, you know, lost or stolen, whatever it is, as a shomer chinam, he's pater, no achrayas. However, if the depositor gives it mutarin, meaning not tied up, like putting inside a plastic bag or, you know, a Ziploc bag is considered mutarin, untied up. He gives it in a way that just, you know, because that's how he's going to hand over money. The point is, if he doesn't give it up in a way that's clearly saying, you know, don't mess with this, then yishtamish behen, then the custodian, like in the case of the shulchani, the bank, the money changer, could use that money. It goes into his drawer and he'll give it back whenever he gives it back, different money. And therefore, since he's allowed to use it, im avdu chayav bachrus, and if he gets lost, he is chayav in his obligation, chayav to replace it, because he's like a shomer sachar, he's getting a benefit. The benefit he's getting is that he can use the money. Now the truth is, he's already a shomer sachar from the minute that the depositor gives it to the custodian to use, because already he knows he's got cash in the drawer, he can make change, he can, as he needs. He's got, you know, merchandise, so to speak. But if he would actually, so he's already a shomer sachar at that point, he's got a benefit. If he actually would use the money, like say he lends out the money to someone or gives it to whatever, then the custodian, the shulchani, becomes actually a shol. He borrowed the money. It's like a milva. It's like a loan. Money's been used. And therefore the standard of, the burden of responsibility goes up. As a shomer sachar, before he uses it, he's chayav and ganev and aveda, but he's pater from onsen. But if circumstances beyond his control. Right, if a tsunami comes. Once he becomes a lova, once he borrows the money, which is what he's doing, once he used the money, so then he's actually now, he's like a shol, he's a borrower, and as such, he's chayav even for onsen. When the person comes back to the bank and says, where's my money? The bank can't say, we had a tsunami. I don't care if you had a tsunami, I want my money back. And you were a lova, you borrowed my money, you have to give it back to me. Fine. Now, that was the category of person who always uses money, he's in the money business, and therefore when the depositor gives it to him, he knows full well he's going to use it. The next case here is Eitzel Bal Habayis. That's the other extreme. In the time of Chazal, people had relatively little use for money. And therefore, right, because they were the subsistence farmers, and so they lived on, you know, they bartered, or they lived off, you know, they were sharecroppers, whatever, they lived off the farm. They had their own farm, whatever it is. The point is, they didn't have like a money based economy like we do today. It was more like a bartering and subsistence, you know, economy, and therefore the balabais, a regular person, if you give him money, even if, right, etzel balabais, if you give to the balabais, you have no reason to think he's going to use your money, right? Bein surin, bein mutar, and it wouldn't matter, therefore, whether the money's tied up and indicated don't mess with this, or even if it's untied. Either way, lo yishtamash behen, the balabais has no business touching it, it's like any other deposited object. Obviously, they can clarify matters, they can discuss it, you can give him permission to use the money or whatever, but he didn't. Lefikach, and since there's no permission, explicit or even implicit permission for this balabais to use the money, why would I let you use my money? Im avdu eino chayav bachrusin. If they get lost, then the balabais, of course, has no obligation. He's just a shomer chinam. He has no benefit. He's doing the guy a favor. And therefore, he's chayav only for pshia, if he's negligent, but gneva neveda, Like if it gets lost or stolen, he'd be pater for. Fine. We'll get back to halacha l'maaseh in a second. Now, the middle case is the chenvani. A chenvani is someone who's a shopkeeper. So he, you know, he's selling wares, and of course he has some use for money. So it's actually machlokas here, tanaim, what the status of the chenvani is. Says Reb Meir, the Tanakhama here, it says chenvani, the shopkeeper is kabal habayis. He has the same status as a bal habayis, meaning, div Reb Meir, says Reb Meir, meaning that you don't expect a shopkeeper, if you give him money, you know, guys at a, I don't know what, a dry goods store, you give him money in a plastic bag to hold for you until you come back, you don't expect him to put it in your into his drawer and use it and give it back to you. So Reb Meir says he has no business using it, and therefore he wouldn't. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chenvani Kishulchani, he says the shopkeeper is like a money changer. He's in the business, and business needs money, and therefore he'll put it into circulation. Now the truth is the real machlokas, the nekudas machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Meir says, listen, merchants work on credit, so they don't have urgent need for cash. It's all like book entry, you know, and they'll pay it at the end of the month, they'll settle the score. So since he doesn't need so much cash, so he can manage that, and therefore when you deposit a bond, you wouldn't expect him to use it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, people, shopkeepers need cash, credit doesn't always work, people will need the money in the till, and therefore you can expect somebody to putting it into the mix, and therefore if unless you tell him otherwise by tying it up or whatever it is in a way that you should clear to him you shouldn't use it, he's expected to use it, and therefore his din according to Rabbi Yehuda is like the shulchani, the bank, they'll use the money and you have to give it back, and he has to give it back, but he can use it, and of course until he uses it he's a shomer sachar. Once he does use it, that becomes like a shoal, like it's a lova, and that's the halacha. So halacha is that a shulchani is the same as a chenvani, the shopkeeper is the same as a bank, you can expect him to use the money unless you indicate that he shouldn't dafka use it. Now as far as the balabayas, the Rush or Ripaskin, the Rush is let's say 100 years, 1,000 years I should say, after the Mishnah, even more. It's 1,000 years after the Mishnah basically. So he said already about his time, like say the 13th century, the Rush already said that even Balabatim needs money, and if you give it to him, you expect him to just put in his wallet and give it back to later on, and that's the din. So the din is that the Balabais is like the Shulchani, is like the Chenvani, they're all the same thing, that unless you indicate otherwise, they're allowed to use it. And again, summing up, if they wouldn't be allowed to use it because you say they can't, they're Shomer Chinam. If they are allowed to use it, they're Shomer Sachar. When they do use it, they become like a Shoal in terms of obligations. Okay?